Darren, your first home match as interim manager ended in a victory. Give us your thoughts on the first half performance, first of all.
Look here, delighted with the response of the players coming out after what's been a very, very difficult week. We knew the game this evening was going to be a tight, tense affair. It's two teams that have, you know, had a tough time in the first division this year. So Kerry obviously looked at it as an opportunity maybe to come here and pick up 3 points. Obviously with Dave stepping away and me just being an interim charge, we obviously just wanted to get the players back out onto the pitch after a week's training coming from Galway on Monday. And we knew that it was going to be a tense affair. I was delighted with the fact that we were able to keep a clean sheet in the first half and we got in it in the Leeds. And then, you know, as we come out for the second half, we obviously concede very early. You're maybe thinking, here we go again. But to be fair to the players, they responded. That's only the second time this season that they've come from behind. The other game was Cove, where they came from behind to win that game. And then there this evening, they've come from behind to beat Kerry 2-1. So look here, immense credit to the players. I'm old school in lots of my ways. And, you know, I'm a great believer. Players win games and players lose games. Managers and coaches assist in information, but it's about what the players do on the pitch and how you defend one 18-yard box and how you attack the other. And I thought at times tonight we attacked ours very well and we defended our own very well at times as well. So look, all round it's just nice to get 3 points. It's not really about the performance, it was just about getting a win and trying to bring a few smiles to a few people's faces.
Yeah, great reaction going 1-0 down. BG Banda putting the ball into the back of the net 3 minutes later, and you introduced Noah Baba. What a great way to impress the caretaker manager, scoring what turned out to be the winner.
Yeah, look, brilliant. BJ obviously has a big history here.
And those goals as well.
And it's just a matter of trying to get a smile back in BJ's face. And centre forwards get smiles in their faces when they score goals, so hopefully he'll be a lot happier in training this week. Noah's had obviously just back from a suspension, came off the bench at half time and scores a wonderful header from a set piece. The two-headed goals tonight is something that we've worked on all week. We've worked on balls into the box from set pieces and crosses from open play. And look, when you're working things in training and you go out onto the pitch on game night and the things that you work on end up happening in the game and you end up winning the game, look, it's been an all-round good day for everybody.
Yeah, 73rd minute in the clock, a huge turning point in the match. Penalty save by your goalkeeper. Huge words of praise. Probably maybe my man of the match, to be honest. Great night for your goalkeeper.
Great night for Tuda. Yeah, again, came in when we were really struggling in that department. When Tim had to go for his operation, you know, and then also Rory Kelly. Just a special mention in Rory Kelly. He leaves. Tonight was his last night. He leaves for a new job in Dubai, 2 years in Dubai. So I don't know why he's leaving sunny Donegal to go to Dubai. But look, when I give Rory the call, because I'd known him through my football journey, when I give Rory the call to ask would he come in and help in the goalkeeping situation, look, he jumped at the chance. He's been well thought of in the changing room. He's well liked by the boys. And look, we wish him all the best in his new venture in Dubai. And but a special mention for Tuda as well. He's bided his time, he's took his opportunity, and you could see the joy in his face from the penalty save. So look, no, delighted for him, and probably would agree, had a decent game like they all did. You know, tonight they stuck together, they worked hard, they fought for each other, and they got their just rewards in the end.
You've been around football in the Irish League for a long time. How difficult has the last 7 days been for you personally?
Yeah, I've been involved in this before as a player, and also been involved in it in coaching scenario where managers, you know, decide to resign or managers decide to lose a job. It's not easy. It's probably harder on the coaching side of it than it is on the playing side, because on the playing side of it, as I said to the players, you control the controllables, which are playing. You can't worry about what happens in the outside world. You know, what are the board going to do? Who's going to apply for the job? Who's not going to be staying? You know, all the stuff that goes on in the outside, the media, the speculation of who's going to be in for that, the job, all that. You have to try and block that out as a player and just concentrate on playing. And I think tonight they've done that. On the coaching side of it, it's very hard because when you're a group of staff, you spend a lot of time together. So it's probably hits the staff a lot harder than it hits, obviously, the players. The players do suffer, but they can get back out onto the pitch and do what they should be doing, which is in playing. Whereas the staff, we still have our, you know, our wee moments together where, you know, we spend a lot of time together with Dave, you know, 4-5 days a week at times. So, yeah, it's going to be a big change for the staff as well. But look, again, we have two great people coming in board to help me. Two people that know the club inside out. One's a legend of the football club in Kevin McHugh. Yeah, great fellow to have, great knowledge. Tommy Cunning, again, knows this football club, was manager of the under-19s here, knows a lot of the players that are on the pitch this evening, but have managed a few at Dougview, but have certainly come across a few of them as well. The two of them have an extensive knowledge of League of Ireland and the Irish League, and have an extensive knowledge of young players and maybe slightly older players in the Donegal League in and around the county. So look, I think it's been great to get them two boys in this week and let them see actually sometimes how difficult it is to get 3 points in the first division. So, but look, delighted for them as well.
Finally, before I let you go, Darren, would Darren Murphy be interested in becoming the next permanent manager of an Howth football club?
I suppose the easiest way to answer that is Darren Murphy probably answer that question when he's asked it, if he's asked it. Darren's decided to stay for the four games because I have a special relationship with lots of players in the changing room. Then when we come to the end of the season and the club have a clearer picture of maybe what path they want to take moving forward next season, then Darren Murphy will sit down and have the conversation, and who knows what happens in football. It's a funny old game.